welcome to this romantic edition of the Organist Encores with me, Damon Cox, where hopefully the sounds of the mighty Wurlitzer will ignite some passion in yours and your loved ones' hearts. Why? Well, Valentine's Day is just 10 days away. Plenty of time for you to organise any gifts, cards and what have you. And if you're feeling brave, you can always serenade your loved ones with this podcast. We all know that the mighty Wurlitzer ignites passions deep in the heart. Anyway, it should be fairly obvious that love is the theme of this week's show, and in love for the very first time is our first track, played by Simon Gledhill on his latest CD, playing the organ that was once in the Granada Clapham Junction and now is in the Orgue de Cinema Collage Clapperard in Geneva. In Love for the Very First Time and Simon Gledhill proving that love songs don't all have to be ballads. Although there'll be plenty of ballads, such as the next one, made famous in the 1960s by Mario Lanza and played here by Walt Stroney on his most recent theatre organ recording called Theatre Organ Showpieces, which is available on iTunes. And it's a beautiful piece of music, one of my all-time favourites, Be My Love.
Thank you.
Walt Stroney getting some exquisitely beautiful sounds from the Avini Mansion Wurlitzer, which has four manuals and 60 ranks of pipes. Beautiful stuff. And the next two tracks are actually love songs from shows and musicals. The first is Clark Wilson, who's playing the Century 2 Wichita Wurlitzer, with a song that was written for Brigadoon. And in this arrangement, Clark is certainly channeling the influences of Ashley Miller with It's Almost Like Being in Love. And then straight after that is George Wright at the Howard Vollum Studio Organ in Portland, Oregon, and its four manual 49 rank Wurlitzer, and a song written by Richard Rogers and Lorenz Hart, Falling in Love with Love. But first, It's Almost Like Being in Love, and Clark Wilson.
Thank you.
Falling in Love with Love certainly was with that track, George Wright, and then before that, It's Almost Like Being in Love, Clark Wilson. Now, the next two tracks originally had French titles, but have been rebranded, as it were, into English to make them perhaps more popular with a global outreach. The first was written by Charles Trenet, Caris de Tio de Nous Amour, better known as I Wish You Love. And here to play that is Buddy Cole. And straight after that, L'amour toujours l'amour, better known as Love Everlasting, and a certain Wurlitzer that has three manuals and 14 ranks of pipes, and Phil Kelsall at the console. But first, Buddy Cole, and taken from his Modern Pipe Organ LP, featuring his studio Wurlitzer in Hollywood.
Thank you.
gorgeous rolling tibia sounds from the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool with Phil Kelsall and Love Everlasting. And of course, before that, I Wish You Love and equally exquisite sounds from Buddy Cole's Wurlitzer and Morton studio organ. Time now for another finger-busting love song played on the Freemanual 14-rank Barton organ in the Iowa Theatre in Cedar Rapids. At the console is Ron Rhodes, and I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. The distinctive stylings of Ron Rhodes, I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. And I thought this week's show, rather than going out on a finger buster, given it's romantic and at this point you can maybe dim the lights, curl up close with your loved one with this beautiful ballad played by Robin Richmond on the Kitchen Brothers Garage Dis Wurlitzer, Good Night, My Love. Thank you. The beautiful sounds of the ex-Paramount Odeon Newcastle Wurlitzer whilst it was at the Kitchen Brothers Garage in Diss and Robin Richmond at the console. Beautiful. Well, that's it for this slightly more romantic edition of the Organist Encores. Will this serenade work? Probably not. You might want to play this to somebody if you want to break up with them. It might be more successful anyway. We'll be back next Thursday with Nigel Ogden at the microphone, and he's told me that he's going to be spotlighting another one of London's famous Wurlitzers. I wonder which one it could be. Well, you'll have to tune in and find out then. And then I'll be back the week after with my Henry Mancini spotlight as we continue our delve into the composer's archive. Anyway, that's it from me on this week's show. Hope you've enjoyed it and catch you again soon. Bye for now.